What's up, everybody? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And we are back for a bonus episode of MTV's official challenge podcast.
As you guys know, there was no new episode last night, but that's not going to stop us from sharing some behind-the-scenes info with you.
We're going to talk a little bit about us, answer some listener questions, and it's going to be a good time.
Should we just get this thing started?
All right, let's do it, Anissa. Okay, Anissa, so on this off season, now that we have a little bit of a break on the show, let's dive into what's going on into your personal life, because I want to know, who are you fucking?
Oh, well, let me look at the list. The roster's heavy this season. No, the roster's light, you know, COVID came in and took down some of my soldiers. So, you know, your girl's not really being as active, but you know what? There's no love like self-love. So I've been practicing a little bit of indoor self-love and, you know, I had one occasional, you know, human that, is a safe human, and we're friends, and it's always consensual and great, and I really appreciate it. And thank you. I'm just going to call you Jay, not Jay from the show, but thank you, Jay, for helping the girl out. So thank you.
Oh my God. This is a good shout out to Jay. Thank you, Jay, for the D. Okay.
You don't know. It could have been just cuddles, but yes, thank you for that too. I mean, it's been filled with like kind of home workouts that you could do without like, you know, breaking something or yourself. Trying to get motivated for that.
Okay. So you're training, getting ready, maybe another season coming up in your,
maybe.
I can't even talk.
Yeah. There's another season in onslaught. What? it's early. I have a coach, you know, he's amazing. Shout out to Phil Simmons at Phil Simmons. He's amazing with my diet, just trying to find different ways because a lot of shit wasn't working no matter how hard I tried. So I found somebody where I'm like, I got to hold myself accountable. Let's just speed this metabolism up any way possible. I want to be, you know, in great shape if I go on the show or if I don't. So, what have you been up to?
You know, girl, I've been trying to lay low, but
You mean lay low in Turks?
Oh, you're gonna call me out right now? Oh, damn! I thought we were friends. I thought this was a safe space.
Well, you did because you have Ida B first, remember? And then it was like, COVID hit, and then
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Honestly,
it's okay.
I heard Jennifer Aniston was in Turks and Caicos. Like, I heard
those were her pictures.
I think that was somebody else. I heard she could.
Bermuda shorts, though. Is that what they're called? Denim? I know the shape of your boobs and your body in shorts. You couldn't hide from me in the dark.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know what? I'll just be real, Anissa. I don't want to hide from you.
I know. I love you, too. It's just, you know what? I will say this. We have some very loyal, loving, and aware fans that will, some of you should be detectives. I don't know how you find the things that you find. You're like, oh, there was a corner of an ear that I saw and I knew that ear belonged to this human. I'm like, how? No, you fucking didn't. What are you talking about? When I know damn well that that was that ear, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
And also amazing how they watch this so intently and so closely that they know everything. They were like, I know that is Tori's pinky toe. Well, actually, your big toe and your second toe are more pronounced. So let's go with those two. You ain't got no shame in those toes.
Man, there's something going on my feet, man.
Oh my God, you got a little soccer toes. They help you push along.
Yeah. It's so funny. Literally, I got a really nasty DM the other day. It's like, Tori, you're cute, but you have ugly ass feet. I was like, you went out of your way. This person went out of their way to be like, you cute, but your feet, you got to get surgery on those motherfuckers.
Girl. In the land of all guys, I've never met a guy who was like, oh, you didn't have a pedicure? Oh, you didn't? Oh, you missed your knee shaving? Uh-huh. I can't do this. Uh-huh, like, right. No guy in the land of men has ever said that, ever. That same guy who was like, yo, you need to cut off them toes, is the same guy who was like, so what's up? What are you doing later? Huh? Yeah, Carrie, put some socks on them things.
Buy me socks.
He'd be the first one to kiss him.
You know what's funny is, like, there are so many guys in the challenge house, like, when we're there, who do grill our toes. I'm not going to, like, drop names.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
Legit Johnny Bananas.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm not going to drop names. You're like, Johnny Bananas and Leroy.
Leroy's like, yo, yo, Anissa, your feet turned the corner before you did. And you gotta love it because it's all in the delivery.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your day-to-day life look like when you're not on an island?
Oh, you mother... damn. You know what it is? Like, honestly, living a challenge lifestyle is really interesting because you know how it is. We go away for a couple months at a time. We're training in the off-season. I mean, we're trying to pretty much do any type of social media work while we're here, because that's literally the kind of jobs that we can hold when we're not filming. Because other than that, who's gonna hire me for, like, what, 3 months out of the year or 6 months out of the year? It's just not like
me.
A real. Yeah, well, like, do
I can't afford you.
I don't know.
Keeping me company.
Like, yeah, so I just like to spend a lot of my time working on social media and stuff and just training for the challenge. But that's been so difficult with COVID because it's like one day the gyms are open, the next day they're shut. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many gallons of water do I need to go buy from Costco? And then how many steps do I need to climb in my house? Like,
oh my God,
crafty.
I'm trying to get to 10,000. I'm getting anxiety every day. I'm like, oh, 8,612? What do you mean? I gotta set my goals lower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hard. Oh, yeah.
What do you do? How are you training for the challenge? Like, and do you even think about the challenge in your off season, or do you just try to detox from it completely?
You know, for a couple years after the ankle break, I wasn't really thinking about challenge careers. Thinking about, like, well, I was long term, but short term, I was like, how do I rehab this? How do I get better? How do I get healthier? You know, and that gave me a lot of time to work on me.
Yeah.
And then and I think that's a big part of the off season is to, like, get your head straight and your heart straight just detox from the season of, like, okay, did I really hate this person? Was this misplaced anger? Mend any fences that I can, because some of those arguments and drama, it's just a fucking headache.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the detox is necessary. And, like, you know, without gyms being open, it's like, okay, where do you walk and jog in the city? Without getting hit by a car. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you know,
Frogger to train.
Yeah. I have a 50-pound kettlebell and a 20-pound and 215s, a jump rope, a couple yoga mats, some bands. Like, I'm doing the best that I can and hopefully it'll work, you know?
It's all we can do right now. This world, not even this world, this year has been what? Just WTF since the beginning of it. The first day of this year I started, man, I did mushrooms. I had a terrible trip. I knew 2020 was going to suck. I knew it was. I had a terrible trip. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. I'm going to fucking say it because it was awful. Then after that, there was Australian wildfires. Then we got the pandemic. And, like, shit, man, my engagement got called off. Girl, you don't even know what that's like. That shit, it's all cool, it's all amicable on the outside, but on the inside, you know how bad it hurts to, like, have your heart broken.
Of course.
Like, that shit sucks.
Of course.
And then the rumors, and then people, like, making judgments and shit like that. This year's been so fucked up. So whatever you do, by any means necessary, if you can find happiness within a day, you're fucking winning, because that's exactly what this year taught me. If you can find happiness anywhere, then you are fucking doing it.
Right.
Whew.
Definitely.
Just had to get that off my chest.
It's tough. So if you're in a holiday funk, I'm gonna stutter through that. If you're in a holiday funk, hopefully you have some friends that will bring you up and support you and love you and check on you, and you check on them and just be there for each other, because sometimes the holidays suck and there are a lot of people that are spending them alone. So check on each other.
Yeah, and you just know you have a whole challenge. Even though the challenge fans can be crazy sometimes, there's a lot of love in those fans. So if you ever need to reach out, I'm sure that this whole challenge community has got your back. So we're sending you that virtual hug right now.
I know. They also sent me videos of myself that they've made already from one episode. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for that
amazing
edit. It's great. It's great.
So after the holidays, I mean, everyone's wondering what's going on. Is there going to be another season of The Challenge, Anissa? What do you think?
I mean, how could there not be another season? I think that this season 36 definitely showed everyone, cast and crew alike, that through a pandemic, you can safely film and you can make it fun and you can make great TV still, like, in the middle of this, even though you can't, you know, go out mm-hmm. and you don't have all of that drama and whatever. Like, you do, you still have drama. You can still make a TV show. So,
yes.
I'm just hoping, and I hope someone's listening out there in Dreamland, Challenge Dreamland, somewhere warm. I'm not necessarily going to be in a thong bikini the whole time, or maybe I am. Maybe you won't be able to get me out of it. But please, we've had two cold seasons in a row. It has to be warm. All of like the West Indies and things, like, they're open. We will all go to an island. We have done it before. Please let our piggies hit the sand. Let us swim in the ocean.
We didn't hear from a little birdie that it's going to be a hot season, but we're going to tell a little birdie to go tell producers to go make sure it's a hot season, because the girls are going to get freaky on a season. Little birdie told them.
We're sending a courier pigeon.
Oh my God. All right, guys. So like we said, there's no new episode this week. So right now we're going to do a supersized edition of Listener Transmissions, where we answer all of the questions that you guys have asked us in our DMs. Anissa, question number one, are the rivalries real?
I want to say the majority of the rivalries are real. And then I think some are a bit far-fetched, like, oh, y'all had Twitter drama. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. They misworded something one time and somebody clapped back. That's not like really a rivalry. I would see like Amanda and Jenna as a rivalry. I would see, you know, Wes and Johnny were rivals. Zach and Amanda. Oh, I brought up Amanda again.
Yeah, there's definitely real rivalries, but nothing is scripted for sure. That's a lot of the time. I get that question a lot. Like, is it scripted? No, it's not. It doesn't need to be scripted. Guess what? Casting did a great job. They put psychopaths who don't get along in a house and made them do challenges together. Guess what? The script writes its fucking self. Like, nobody needs to tell us to be crazy. We're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Number two, Tor, you can answer this one if you'd like. What is the most difficult challenge you've ever been in?
Yeah, I know exactly what comes up in my mind when I'm asked that question. And it was on the final in War of the Worlds 2, and we had to stand up all night after doing 16 miles with a gurney on our backs. So literally the hardest thing I've ever done in my life was an up all night challenge. I've never experienced that type of 12 hours after doing 16 miles during the day. 12 hours. And we were soaking wet, Anissa. We had just swam off a boat to the shore. So our toes were soggy. We had no sleep. We were exhausted. We had no food. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my body. And then within 5 minutes after I did that, I lost and got purged in a puzzle. And I was the only person from my team who didn't win the money. So it was the biggest L I've ever taken.
That's awful. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. Shit happens, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you?
I mean, Dirty 30 was a little weird for me. I mean, you know, spraining my ankle, then people doubting that I did, then competing with that, knowing that it probably wasn't the best idea. Mm-hmm. Coming back to a house where people didn't like that difficult. It was almost like the reality was more difficult than the actual challenges. Mm-hmm. Like living in the house with people that doubted you, didn't like you, lied about you, things like that. Yeah. So I think that's harder for me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, since you – how many finals have you been to?
Two.
Okay. So maybe not even – and I've only been to two, but either – which final do you think was either the hardest for you or at least in general? Like, which one have you either been to or have you seen that you're like, I would have never wanted to do that again?
That one where I watched Turbo and Maddie and
– yes.
That looked really hard because people were just dying in the sand. Like,
totally.
Falling over, delirious, like –
yeah, that
so for
one
me,
I think,
that was hard to watch.
I totally agree with you on that one. I think that's absolutely the hardest season I've ever seen. I mean, doing them all have been hard. Like I said, I've only done two, but both of them were fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that people understand how hard they are, and that shit is difficult.
And it's also edited.
Yeah.
So you don't get 48 hours worth of that.
Right.
They can't show you every single thing, but it's not a walk in the park. It never is. And it's like everything you've worked up to depends on that moment. And you either win or you don't. And it could be something so small that sets you back by 20 minutes. And that's 20 minutes is you and your win.
Yeah,
5 minutes could be you and your win.
I mean, and there's a lot of things that are out of challenger hands because you could win the first day. For example, on War of the Worlds 2, my team won the first day by an hour and a half. That only gave us a 5-minute head start on the second day.
Which so is think bizarre, about that. But yes.
That's happened consistently on all of the seasons. Is like that big ass lead you have the first day, you don't know how that's going to translate. You don't know until you get there. I mean, just like we don't know anything about the show. We don't even know what it looks like. Like this next question, do you guys get to watch the show before it airs? No, we don't. So we all have anxiety. Like,
well,
oh,
just
shit.
This one.
Yeah, we got lucky.
We got lucky this season.
This season we got lucky because obviously we have to record the podcast. But before that, you don't know what the fuck you're about to see. So like,
yeah, but that's relatively new.
Really? Because you used to be able to watch the seasons?
Oh my God. Yeah, girl.
What?
We got DVDs. I still have them.
DVDs. Oh my God.
Yeah, but how awesome is that to have like a video library of your life? I mean, that's they amazing. Were amazing. You know, you had it before it aired. Sometimes you got it the day of, the day after, whatever, but it was like memorabilia. It was like, this is a time capsule for me. So, yeah, but this time it's like, you really got to face your truth. Like if shit happens, it happens and you can't prepare for it. You can't apologize.
Nope.
Which sucks. So in addition to that, like, what is it like to watch the show back?
I mean, like, I honestly can't watch it. I think that, like, I watch it with you, obviously, like, when we're preparing for this season. But if it wasn't, if we didn't have to do a podcast on it, I wouldn't even watch it.
Really? How does that work?
Because I can't. I just can't. I literally, it takes me right back. I, like, start to overanalyze what I should have done differently. Like, if I want to train for a season, I will watch it back when the world isn't watching it. Because it's like, I get to watch it without thinking about how people are judging me. Mm-hmm. But it's just too much. Like, I honestly, I can't even watch a season.
Oh, I'm like, fuck you to the people.
Yeah.
I really am. I watch back to watch my victories and to watch my failure and to see like, okay, so what can you do now? Plus, I'll just see myself on the show and be like, damn, you've done this for a long time. Good for you. So it's just changing that perspective of like not trying to get in there and beat yourself up, Tori. Why don't you mediate on that?
Yeah. Why don't you mediate on that? My niece is making fun of me because I can never spell meditate right. Ever. Mediate. Yeah, you know, it is. I'm getting better at it, but we do live in our truths in public. And it's very hard to do that because you're just constantly worried about being judged for being you, which is authentic. So, you know, I mean, obviously the producers can't make you do anything. They can make things look some type of way. Sometimes they can really beef something up. But if you're out there and you're doing something, that's you. So I hate when people are like, oh, the producers edited it. No, like you got to own your shit. So
they show what you give them.
Exactly.
They can't pull footage out of their ass.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is, but sometimes I am surprised what they air on the show. And that's one of the questions that we have is, are you ever surprised about what they air? And sometimes I am. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I would have never thought that was going to be a storyline because I felt like other things were so prominent in my mind. But that was just my experience in the house.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know, like, oh, is my experience in the house going to be the thing that, like, is the front story, or is somebody else's story going to be the main storyline? And you sometimes you can figure it out, but other times it's like, you never know. I mean, I didn't think that Joseph's Crunches were going to make it.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad they did. I do 1,000 of these. I'm at 600. Of what?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm doing toe touches. I'm like, your back didn't even hit the ground. You have to fully, like, release to get, like, a good crunch.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there's sometimes, like, not talking about him anymore, there are sometimes when I would have been like, oh, they're definitely going to air that shit, like, hookups. And then they don't.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't show all my hookups. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Oh.
Who is on your challenge dream team?
My challenge dream team? Like, how many people do I get to pick?
It's a team, Tori.
Okay. I'm going to pick, number one, you, because I fucking love your spirit. You, I'm going to pick Fessy because he's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick Jordan.
So this is a shit team.
All right. I'm probably just creating more drama than I need.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I just don't know how we're going to function together with like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to take the ego out.
Yeah. We have terrible team morale right now. All right.
Yeah.
So well,
you and your eyebrows have nothing to do with this. Is that what you do when you get nervous?
I'm over here. No one can see me right now, but I'm
brushing
my eyebrows.
Your fucking eyebrows. All right, okay. Dream team, Tori, go.
Okay, my dream team. Honestly, with no drama. No drama is very important because you got to work well together. I feel like you would be on my dream team for sure because I love your attitude and I know that you can fuck shit up. Natalie would be on my dream team because she's a fucking monster. And she can also work well with other people. I would also like to put Cam on my dream team because she's a beast. Can it just be an all-female dream team?
Yeah, if that's your okay. dream.
Yeah, and then maybe I'll throw in a guy there for like brute strength. And I'll say, give me a guy. Give me a good guy. Corey. I'll take Corey.
Corey's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Love him.
And I'll take Scuba Nelly T. For we need a, oh, we need a swimmer. So Scuba Nelly.
We need a swimmer. Let me think. Who would be on my dream team? You, clearly, because you support me and you're strong.
Love you.
And
love you.
I feel like if we were on a team together and somebody had to go against us, we would blood, sweat, and tears. I mean,
oh yeah.
I feel like it'd be dangerous. I'd be like, you touched my friend.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck
yeah. I do love Cam. I think she's she's just fucking smart, and she was always one a step ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And she's really good for morale, and she's strong. It's weird. She never played a fucking sport in her life.
I know. And she's good. She's got it. Yeah. She's got it.
I love Darrell, and I feel like I love his spirit, and I love how he supported me, and he was like, I'll rock with you. So I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want people on the team that like really support each other. They're neat. Yeah. You know, like even CJ, though, hasn't been on in a while. He like, you know, does all of his fitness stuff at home. I think his wife is that too. But he even tweeted like, I'll rock with you any day. Like, I want those people that would totally support me in that and like not be assholes.
Oh my God. Like if we could go back to old seasons, like can we take Alton? Because he was was he like good on a team?
I mean, him and I were never on teams together.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But feared. Like, I mean,
he's so good.
And I'm sure he's like in the same shape and hasn't fucking aged. His skin is beautiful. Oh, yeah. I would totally take Mark Long.
Is such an angel. And he's like a large angel. What a sweet large angel.
Yeah, but he also isn't one to be fucked with. So
exactly. He's a monster.
Yeah. He's in incredible shape. I would take Mark Long too. I would take the Miz if he came back. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Beast I would have Rachel on our team too. Or Emily.
Ooh,
listen, okay. we could literally have like the biggest, strongest feminist group killing men all over the land.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. God. I mean, the quads on that team.
You know what? If they're ever going to do a battle of the sexes too, this is the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is the fucking time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So good. All right. And so the last question is, what is the best part about being on the challenge for you?
You.
No.
You're
don't
my
say
best
me.
Part.
Make it better. Come on.
Okay. Okay. The best part of being on the challenge is that you just get to do like adult sports, like a big adult sport team. And you do a bunch of challenges and you're either going to win that game or you're going to lose that game or at least be funny while you're doing it. It has... led me to interact and become friends with like some awesome people like you that I don't know if I would have met otherwise.
We would have met. Me and you.
Yeah, we probably would have fucking met. But like, hey, what's up, cutie?
Drunk in an alleyway somewhere. You look good.
I'm like, move over. I got to pee too. You pee on my shoe, but I love you. it would 100%. Be us. It would be us.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's just the best part has been able, you know, I've been able to reflect. I've been able to reflect on the last 19 years of my life, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes.
And just, you know, just grow. So.
Yes.
And the other awesome part. The other awesome part is that I get to travel, which, I mean, I wouldn't have seen half those countries.
No.
For that long of a time.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's such a cool game. I think that's my favorite part about it, too. Like, I'm literally everything you said, yes. But for me, it's got to be the fact that we get to play a game, a big adult game, like you said. It's like the movie Dodgeball, but better because we get to do crazy shit. Like, I'm not lying. Like, when I'm up there and we're doing some heights over water shit, I mean, I'm literally contemplating my life decisions at that point. I'm like, why the fuck did I do
this? I want to jump in immediately. I'm like, yo, when he blows the horn, is there any chance I could just go? And be like, oops.
just kill it for myself. But like at the same time, like I'm very thankful and I'm like, yo, I don't know how many opportunities I'm going to get to do this. So I'm going to do it. And that's why I respect anybody who's still doing it. Like you, CT, Wes, Bananas, like anybody who's like, yo, I'm going to make a career and like make this a part of my life for as long as I can. Fuck yes. Anybody who talks shit on you for that is mad that they're not on there doing it. That's what it is.
Yeah. And it's, go ahead.
It's amazing. It's like literally it's the coolest thing we've ever done in our lives. Like we're going to look back on these years and we're going to be like, I can't believe I fucking pole wrestled that motherfucker. Like,
right. Because my back hurts watching it.
Yeah. It's
I'd
crazy.
Still do it though.
Yeah. Well, Anissa, thank you so much for being the best motherfucker that I ever met. I absolutely love you. Send me a nude after this episode.
I will.
Do it, girl.
I may have a couple in there. In the vault.
Okay, well, where can we follow you, Anissa? Where can we send you an edible arrangement? What's your address and social security number? Go.
Oh, my God. Relax. I'll give you that with your nude later. You can find me on Twitter at Anissa MTV. That's AnEESAMTV. And that is the same for Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Tori?
Tori _ deal, like I deal jerk cards, like I deal cards. That's right. Absolutely. Remember, guys, DM us, send in your listener questions because we are going to get to them if we can. We absolutely love hearing from you guys.
Yes, and you can watch new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday and go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woo, and let's get ready for next week because I'm tired of this break already.
I know.
Bye, guys.
The end.